Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Welcome to ENN, which tonight is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. They have the largest and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
The English language is my playground.
And we'll also say good evening to Don.
Fix that!
Now, was Fix That a winner, by the way? Or was it a Final Four? Or, I mean, or Elite Eight?
No, that's old. That's old.
No, a couple years ago, Elite Eight?
Back in the day.
Oh, back in the day, sure.
Michael, it's official. Gary Sanchez has the flu. So I guess that's good news?
I mean, when you consider the alternative, it's good news. Also, it just came out that Steph Curry will miss tonight's game in San Francisco. He has the flu. And in an arena that's brand new, a lot of unsold seats because there's so many concerns about the coronavirus in the Bay Area.
He also missed Saturday night for the flu. So, again, good news. It's not corona, but... So, the San Jose Sharks and the San Jose Earthquakes, that's an MLS team if you're not Andrew, they are now in an interesting situation because following the first coronavirus-related death in the county, Santa Clara officials have decided to do a 3-week ban of gatherings of 1,000-plus people that's going to begin on Wednesday. The Sharks are on a 4-game road trip. They'll be home the 19th, and they will abide by the order. They're trying to figure out how to proceed. And then the Earthquakes said in a statement that they will also comply. They play March 21st. The NCAA women's basketball tournament at Stanford could also be affected. Obviously a lot of, basically all of ENN is related to coronavirus. This is the story in sports right now. The NBA, NHL, MLB, and MLS have all closed locker rooms and clubhouses to the media. There's a joint statement, and the leagues have said after consulting with health experts that they decided that all locker rooms and clubhouses will be open only to players and essential employees of teams and team facilities until further notice. Let's hear from Brian Windhorst, a.k.a. Windhorst at Sea, about the United Front in dealing with coronavirus.
The leagues are banding together, and they're banding together for best practices, of course, but they're also banding together out of protection. They want to move together and move as a block so that one of them doesn't, sort of stick out like a sore thumb and act too rashly or not rashly enough. They're really just trying to come together and sort of, you know, pull close ranks so that however this turns out, that they can avoid any blame if it goes sideways one way or another.
I think it's smart of all the commissioners. You can't be the one team or the one league that stands out for good or bad. This way they all do the same thing. I wonder about the wisdom of it. I'm all for protecting everybody, but keeping people out of the locker room or a clubhouse, are you then going to monitor and sequester the players that they don't go out into the world, that they're
right.
not going to go to a club that night?
Exactly.
You have to.
It's just, but you're not going to, Don.
You know where the safest?
So that's why it's kind of fugazi.
Well, it's not really.
Yes, it is.
You can't, you can tell, the Yankees can tell a player, listen, go home, kind of stay in your house, be careful. Now, listen, they're not in prison. You know, they can't lock them down, but
right.
they can tell them, listen, you're under contract. You have to be responsible. You know, if you guys contract this thing, we can have the whole season go amok for us. You have some control, not total control, but you have some control. You have no control over the media, right? They can't tell Joel Sherman what to do. Right, they have no control over him whatsoever.
And Sherman's a big club,
you know, or any—I don't mean to single him out. Like any reporter, me, you, whatever—they can't control you the way they can control a player. Granted, they can't 100% control, but it's just trying to monitor the people
you're trying to lower the odds. I get it.
Right. But unless
you sequester them, it's not a perfect system. It's
you can't have a perfect system. But the idea is, if a New York Yankee or whatever player has to deal with 100 people today,
now he's still with 50.
Now he has to deal with maybe 50 people. So we're just trying to control what we can control, and the things that we can't control, then we'll lock them out. There's still a job to do. I've seen it's not ideal. You saw it today, Michael. You stand like 6 feet away. You can still ask your questions, get your interviews. It's awkward. It's clunky. It's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a slight inconvenience compared to what's going on.
By the way, people start FaceTiming. Useful.
You know, that's not a bad idea. And listen, I'm all for it. As I said, anything to make people safer. I'm just trying to point out the inequities in this.
Now,
or the inefficiency of it.
Windhorse has the best idea, though, in terms of safety.
Put people in space?
Windhorse in space!
Because you know where you don't want to be.
In space.
No.
Windhorse at sea!
Water aspect?
Yeah, well, the sea, people are getting stuck on boats. But I think in space, you have an option.
This is interesting, Michael. You said there's been the ban in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
The Columbus Blue Jackets issued a statement. The Columbus Blue Jackets are aware of the recommendation by Governor DeWine that events in indoor sports and entertainment facilities be conducted without spectators. We have been in contact with the National Hockey League, and given the facts before us, it has been determined that our scheduled games, including Thursdays versus Pittsburgh, Saturdays versus Nashville, will go on as scheduled to be open to ticketed fans that wish to attend. So the Blue Jackets are defying the recommendation.
Well, they're not defying. What they're doing is they're putting the onus on the fans to decide. We're not going to decide for you. I guess there's enough of a barrier between the fans and the players that they're not concerned with the fans infecting the players. Does anybody really know what like one breath of air from somebody in the first row gets through the glass?
Yeah,
Who knows? But
I don't think this is to protect the players. It's to protect the fans from themselves. I mean, Ohio is trying to stop the spread of this virus. Like in San Jose, Michael, in Santa Clara, the Sharks said we'll adhere to whatever the government wants us to do.
Yeah, but the governor just recommended in Ohio, then he should lay down the law and say it can't be done. If he said that, then they couldn't make that decision. He's also hedging his bet.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to my niece Jessa, who's watching today. I rarely have Jessa watching the show.
Great uncle, Jessa.
The last time she participated with the show was, of course, embarrassing me with that TikTok joke.
Does she have a brother named the Reza?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Anyone?
It's kind of a really old man dad joke about Wu-Tang.
The Jessa, the Ressa. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. A dad joke about Wu-Tang turning the name Jessa. It was a play on Jizza and the Rizza. You know what? People didn't respect it, but I do.
I don't at all.
Here's a man who loves Wu-Tang, actually. Great segue. Jeff Passan. Thank you. By the way, we should always play this when Jeff calls.
We should.
We should have thought about that.
Well, Rage, too. He loves Rage Against the Machine.
Here's Jeff talking about how, because MLB has decided the season's going to start on time, but he's talking about the league's coming to the consensus decision.
Every team in baseball has a conduit to the health community. All of the leagues came together and said, why don't we work together as well? And so a task force started among Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Soccer with the NFL, which is not in season, in there as well. And they came together and said, okay, what are the precautionary measures that we can take at the beginning of this to try and contain it as best as we can? And the first one that has come to the minds of all of the leagues is keeping the media out of locker rooms and clubhouses, keeping their players isolated as much as they can.
But on a call, Major League Baseball did say that they are planning to start the full slate of games. Spring training is going to remain as normal, and the season will start on March 26th. Now, one thing that we were just talking about that's controversial is the Ivy League deciding to cancel their conference tournament this week. Here's Max Kellerman reacting on First Take.
You know how, like, non-essential travel is being canceled?
Everyone's
like, cancel non-essential travel. That's what's happening in tournaments right now. Non-essential tournaments canceled, right? The Ivy League tournament. I went to Columbia. It's Ivy League. It's not an essential tournament. March Madness is essential. However,
kids to it.
However, that's the next domino to fall.
Max, it wasn't essential to you. You didn't play. But
that's a terrible take.
That's
essential to the kids that play.
If you're thinking about a senior on the third team that qualified for the tournament, because only four teams in the Ivy League qualify for their conference tournament.
Harvard was the second team.
Okay, so if you're Harvard or whoever the third and fourth teams, whatever nerdy-ass teams.
Yale was the one seed, Penn was the four, and then in the 2-3 game, it was going to be Harvard versus Princeton.
All right. So if you're on any of those teams full of nerd bombers, right, and you've spent your entire 4 years playing on these teams, and you've put yourself in contention your senior year.
Right.
And instead of them coming up with a fix to play in an empty gym, they just go, sorry, canceled. The one seed's the winner. They move on to the tournament. You don't get a chance to play. That's trash. And let's be real. What makes the tournament special, you can't tell me who's going to win the NCAA tournament this year. You can't pick who's essential and who's not.
Now, Yale still goes, right? They become the de facto champion because they won their
regular
season.
So,
but Harvard, Penn, and Princeton thought they had a chance to win the tournament, and then they could have gotten in.
That's terrible.
But it does come down, and this is when, you know, the petition, when they use the word bias, that's what they're saying is that, well, because it's the Ivy League and nobody cares about the Ivy League, they wouldn't do that to the Big East tournament or the Pac-10 tournament
or
anything
like
that.
But
the likelihood, you know, of games at Madison Square Garden involving dozens of teams is not the same as games that are being played in smaller venues involving just four teams that are not considered essential to television ratings or importance around basketball.
And one man's not essential is another man's essential.
It's bias, saying that this is not considered as important, and that shouldn't be the case.
Tomorrow at 6:30, we're going to have the president of the Atlantic 10 conference on with us, and we'll ask how much consideration was given to not playing in front of fans, because their tournament's in the Barclays Center.
And they start tomorrow or Thursday? Moment. I mean, because I wonder if it'll change between now and first tip, but you know, because you never know. Another Champions League game's gonna be played without fans. Barcelona and Napoli was scheduled to be played March 18th in Barcelona, and it's the latest Champions League match that is now going to be played in an empty stadium. Also, La Liga in Spain is going to be behind closed doors for the next 2 weeks. Now, the Washington Redskins have announced they will be playing in front of an empty stadium next year, completely unrelated to the coronavirus. That is just because no one is interested in watching. Everything is business as usual in Washington.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check, birthday. Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
LeBron James clarified his statements.
No. Didn't clarify. Changed.
Gave a new statement. Let's hear from LeBron.
Well, it's funny because when I was asked the question of would you play without no fans? I had no idea that it was actually a conversation going on behind closed doors about the particular virus. Obviously, I would be very disappointed, you know, not having the fans, because that's what I play for. I play for my family. I play for my fans. They said no one could actually come to the game if they decide to go to that point. So I'd be disappointed in that. But at the same time, you gotta listen to the people that's keeping a track on what's going on, and if they feel like it's best for the safety of the players, the safety of the franchise, safety of the league, to a mandate that, then we all listen to it.
What did I tell you? I told you the Condor would get it right.
He did. He had to. He looked so bad yesterday.
I don't think he looked that bad.
Oh, please.
That's all right to kill him.
Listen, there's three people on the show. We all have our lanes. My lane is to defend the Condor at all turns.
No, apparently not.
Not you. So if I want to rip him, then I can defend him. It's not for you to step into my lane. I don't talk about the Redskins, do I? I don't go bigfooting on hockey, do I? Let the Condor be mine.
Listen, I hear you, and you are the Condor defender. I just felt that yesterday we went a little hard. I thought it was pretty obvious that he would end up realizing that was the wrong statement. This is a unique circumstance. People haven't
been through this before. He should have known that.
I don't even know if I consider you the Condor's number one fan anymore, the way you're treating him.
Who would it be?
I don't know. Have you met him before?
I've been close to him.
I've met him. I think maybe I now am the de facto leader of the Condor fan club.
You're a heck of a center stage guest.
Oh.
Tremendous. Can you imagine? Now, Robinson Cano had an interesting statement. He said that playing with no fans would make playing baseball here feel like playing in a Dominican summer league game. Which I guess would mean he's not terribly excited about the idea of doing it, but it's also not something that's completely unfamiliar. Let's hear from Cano.
I don't mind that.
You don't mind it?
I mean, I honestly don't mind. It's kind of like, because we don't, for us, we're not that close to the fans either way. So, but it's going to be weird. We go out and play with no fans. You're going to feel like you're playing Dominican Summer League. But I hope it's not the case. You know, I think all we do, and every time we go out, you go out and play hard, and then you know you wanna play in front of your fans. But I mean, if it's safe for the game, and it's safe for them and everybody else, so I think the league gonna do what is right for everybody.
Now, you have to be fair though. That was actually an intentionally funny joke. At least it wasn't. It was a reasonable laugh.
But, you know, he's not John Belushi. I mean, they almost fell down. It was like a Peppa Pig episode. They all just were on their backs laughing. They couldn't.
You know what I forgot
themselves.
To tell you, Don? Speaking about, like, falling over for somebody. So, went to see Aladdin, or the kids went to see Aladdin, and I was waiting outside for them to come out because I had seen it before. And who walks up to me and says, hello, bald-headed guy, Scott Gomez.
Okay.
And he said, please tell Donnie I said hello.
Nice.
Because he still remembers you cradling him in your arms.
The New Jersey Devil
nude.
Vehicle?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the way it went down in 03, which I can't believe is going on 17 years ago. Yeah, he's kind of walked away from hockey a bit. He was an assistant coach of the Islanders, kind of just walked away. I texted him. He just said he needed a break. So he's hanging around Broadway. Good for him.
No, he actually went to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He didn't look like him.
Well, time ravages people.
No, friends. He was bald. He was never bald, was he?
He had kind of like Peter hair, yeah.
I don't know if I like that terminology.
Well, he said bald. I said no. He had Peter hair.
Oh, we heard what you said. Don't repeat it.
No, I'm
bald to Jace.
There's plenty to tear your head out about.
By the way, Jets free agent Robbie Anderson there, fine young wide receiver. He's going to be on Golic and Wingle tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he talking NFLPA or?
No, I think he's talking, you know, signing up. Where does he want to go?
Yeah.
Well, the NFLPA voted down a resolution. The player representatives voted down a resolution.
That's a problem.
That would have allowed players who have already voted to change their CBA votes, according to Dan Graziano. And also, there's a lot of NFLPA news. They've also pushed the franchise tag deadline back. The new deadline for teams to use the franchise or transition tag has been moved from Thursday at 4 p.m. to Monday at 11:59 a.m. By setting the new deadline just before noon, it'll allow the legal tampering period to begin as scheduled at noon on Monday, with the start of the new league year still set for Wednesday, March 18th. That was babble. I don't really know what I just told you.
I'm not sure I heard it.
The J.C. Treader, the great J.C. Treader, as I know him.
What a great name.
J.C. Treader, I'm glad you like it. He's now the president of the NFLPA. He actually beat out Michael Thomas of the New York Giants and Sam Acho. So he's 29 years old. He has a degree in industrial labor relations from Cornell. That is probably the guy you want to be.
Yes.
The head of the NFLPA.
How about this, Michael? Larry Walker, of course, in the Hall of Fame now, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
The Colorado Avalanche are going to honor him at their next game. How do you think they will do that?
How will they? Well, is there going to be people in the stands?
Well, I hope so.
They will have him hit a puck into the upper deck of the arena.
That's not creative at all. He is going to be the emergency goaltender for the Avalanche.
That's Mage.
That's pretty cool.
The honorary emergency goaltender.
I like it.
If the Avalanche were out of it, I would say, you know what? You hope that there's a bunch of stuff happening. He gets a chance to play. They're actually battling for first place. But still,
for the record,
that would be kind of cool.
That word honorary, not really a thing anymore. It's called the you might just play.
You know, you never know what's going to happen. But I thought that was creative. I wanted to just throw
it. I like it.
As we're wrapping up here, got to tell you, Michael, I need you to text Larry David for me tell him that I say this may be the best season.
Yeah, this is tremendous.
It's in the conversation for the best season ever. I'm flabbergasted.
As somebody that watches before everybody else on the show, I agree with you.
Well, because you have a lot of free time on Sunday nights. We don't.
It is so unbelievably good this week. Andrew, do you watch yet?
Amazing. John Hamm was incredible.
John Hamm.
Incredible.
Two Larrys, one of which is John Hamm. The episode was gorgeous.
I haven't seen it. Don't ruin it for me.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Well, he's on the road.
Well, there's a message at the end.
It about rarely in hotels.
The things you want from your father, you can actually get from your brother.
You already killed Onward for many kids in the listening audience.
Well, you know what? Good. I'm trying to save them. No, you know what? They should go see it. I think it's the safest place to go is to go see Onward. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening. It's time for some Rangers action.
Knicks.
No.
It's time for some Knicks action.
What's wrong with you?
Knicks Wizards. I forgot.
He doesn't know his action.
Well, no, this is a matchup for the ages. When these two teams get together, you can throw away the records. You know what I mean?
Why are you stealing my lines?
Throw away the teams.
Rangers on 1050, Islanders here on 98.7. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.